We watch it during Christmas so that we've got something to watch whilst we're waiting for the turkey to cook and the ham to be ready. And then just before we put it away in the box, we might watch it one last time before it goes away. But there's several things that struck me about preparing for Christmas morning. It's a wonder about the story. A number of years ago, a friend of mine posted on Facebook a little quiz about Christmas. And I thought that I knew the story. But actually, this quiz made me rethink what we know and what we kind of make up, because we have lots of little nativity plays at schools, and we have lots of little carols that kind of sing us things. But it made me think about what we know about Mary and Joseph. What do we know about them? What do we know about the story? And what do we kind of make up in our heads because it sounds nice? Do we remember that Joseph was part of a big family, a kind of extended family that went all over Israel? Do we remember that Mary was in danger of her life if it was found that she was with child outside of being married? I wonder whether we need to look back at Scripture and reread it again and make sure that we know what God says. The quiz challenged me to look again at the story and work out what I believed in it and what I understood about the Saviour of the world, the longed-for child, the waited Messiah, and how he would come. How stories hundreds of years before him coming prepared the way in the way we prepare for Christmas anytime from September onwards, according to Sainsbury's. How much were God's people praying for the Messiah to come? How much were people longing for Christmas to get here? Maybe more than me, who was counting down the weeks. Now, we have films and traditions, and there's certain things that help us to feel that little bit more Christmassy. We ask ourselves, what do I feel like? Maybe I need to eat more mince pies. If you ask my family, they say, no, I do not need to eat more mince pies. I eat enough of them already. Maybe it's the fun that we need to have, or the parties that we need to go to dressed in silly things. You can thank the necklace for Margaret. There we are. Yeah. I think it was a joint birthday Christmas present.
I never do that.
The trials and tribulations of having your birthday a week before Christmas. There we are. Maybe it's all the fun that we need to have. Maybe it's all the decorations that we need to do. Maybe it's the messages of love that we get rather than the messages of buy more, have more, take more. Maybe it's the messages of love that we need to listen to and hold in our heads for longer than just today. The little gold booklets that are beside the door that you might have been given as you came in are hoping that you will keep Christmas for at least 12 days. That you might reflect on the story and on the fun. That you might reflect on what you believe and how that might lead into the rest of your year. I want to leave you with a challenge. And it comes from my friend Kermit in my favourite film. And it's one of the songs that he sings. And he says, "It 'tis the season to be jolly and joyous. With a burst of pleasure we see it arrive. It's the season when the saints can employ us to keep the news about peace and keep love alive. And so with all my things on here, and even the star on my tree, I wonder, even when I've packed it all away and we have to go shopping on Boxing Day or maybe the day after, and life goes that little bit more normal again and we've packed away everything after our 12 days, how will you share the message of peace through January and February and March and into Easter and May and June and into summer and August and September, and we start seeing the cards and crackers on the shelves again? How will you keep that message of joy going each and every day? How might you keep love in your heart that little bit longer? And at the end of the film, Scrooge sings the last few lines. It is the season of the heart, a special time of caring, the ways of love made clear. It is the season of the spirit, and the message, if we hear it, is to make it last all year. So even after the food and the frivolity, even after all the people have travelled back to their own hometown and the house is looking more and more day to day, how will you keep that message of peace? How will you keep joy in your heart and your house this year? Amen.